Hey everybody, it's Mark Trinkle with your weekly sales brew courtesy of Anthony Cole Training Group in Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, perhaps at no time in history is it more true to say that as a company, you're not who you say you are as much as you are who your customers say you are. Now back in the prehistoric Stone Age days of the late 1990s, you could probably have a misstep here or there with a customer and it wouldn't kill you right away. That's certainly not true in 2017, with a bad experience being just one click, one share, or one post from circling the globe before you've downed your first latte of the day. You know, one way of evaluating where you stand with a customer is to think of a graph where the vertical axis represents the outcomes and results, and where the horizontal axis represents the experience they get from working with you. Of course, the goal is to be high on both. That's what you want. You want them to be thrilled with the results or the work you provide, and you want them to be dazzled with the process or the experience that you take them through. Here's an example. Think of the last time you bought a car. Chances are good that the result was what you wanted it to be in terms of the model, color, options, and the price you were willing to pay. But chances are also good that the process or the experience of buying that car left much to be desired in terms of the time it took you and the pricing games that some dealerships are known to use. So in this example, the result on the vertical axis would be high. I mean, you got the car, you got the result, but the experience or the process on the horizontal axis was low. You didn't enjoy the process or the experience of buying the car. Your goal is to have your customers become advocates for you. Now, the dictionary definition of an advocate is someone who publicly supports or recommends a particular cause. And do you know what advocates have in common? They love both the result and the experience. Disney is known to obsess about combustion points, which are anything the customer experience can do to be ruined on a visit to Disney. Do you have any combustion points in the work you deliver to your customers? That might be something worth asking about, and an advocate will certainly appreciate being asked. As always, thanks for listening. Now go sell like a champion today.